Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
3653 or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Hey, hey, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Some of you might have a backache as you're listening to me from all the shoveling you've been doing. You know, we're on in fabulous Nashua, New Hampshire, 33 inches in some parts of Nashua. Boy, I feel you. I can't even imagine that. I think the most that I've ever been in is maybe 14 inches, maybe. So you double that and imagine doubling your pleasure when it comes to snow blowing and shoveling and all of that. Coming up on this hour of America Tonight, speaking of the snow, while some are muddling through and some horrific things have happened to people, especially in New England with floods and houses falling apart and a coastal wall coming apart in one area and how rough it's been for a lot of people to frankly dig out and the power lines and all that goes with what a blizzard is. Snow sometimes, especially when it's more of a dusting but thick enough where you can sled, is a pretty cool thing when you're a kid and you get a snow day and you get to hang out with your pals and do the sledding thing. I know where I grew up, there was a little hill right next to a church parking lot. Literally, we could walk out of our house and go right down the hill on the sleds, and it was so, so much fun. And even not too far away, there was a country club with a lot of hills, and we all would sled on those hills. You'd see everybody in the neighborhood and the neighborhood over. But apparently now there are some people that have made a lot of places that normally where you would sled in this country, they've made those places illegal. So the question is, where do you go sledding? We're going to talk to Paige Olson all about that, which I had no idea there was all these crazy restrictions with sledding, because we took our coasters, we took our flexible flyers, and we just decided we would sled wherever we wanted to, and really the adults encouraged us. We never had any problems with that. But now there is a certain etiquette, I guess, to where you can sled, and more than that, you can get fined, I guess, if it's in the wrong place. So how about it? I had no clue. Plus, there was an avalanche of mail for many of you about Josh Evans, our pal from Leland's, and he was, of course, holding the auction for all the neat sports memorabilia and music memorabilia, and so many of you wondered about what items went for and all of that. So a conversation with Josh about the items up for grabs, like Seabiscuit saddle and all of that, coming up at the tail end of this hour. In between, I'll tell you, this crazy ISIS thing with the hostage, the Japanese journalist. What they want to do is they want an exchange for a violent female jihadist. They want to make an exchange for a Jordanian woman who is a terrorist, frankly, right? So here's what the scoop is. Basically, you release her, we'll release him. And they've actually extended the deadline for the release of the Iraqi would-be hotel bomber linked to Al-Qaeda, this woman, right? They released an audio recording, almost fell off the couch today, saying that the Jordanians have to present the female jihadist at the Turkish border by sunset on Thursday, or they're going to kill, kill the Jordanian pilot. He's going to be killed, not the journalist. They're going to kill the pilot. So how about that? So Jordan agreed to release this female Al-Qaeda jihadist prisoner that they have, pushing aside, actually, the journalist. And the recording, which first was distributed all over the 140-character world, which means Twitter, it was just boomed. I mean, it just seems like they just pumped it out. There was a photo of Kenji Gatto, who is the Japanese guy who they are holding, and they showed a photo of him along with an audio recording, which is just so crazy. So now the Jordanian government apparently is having conversations, indirect talks anyway, with the militants through tribunal leaders and whoever else has the authority to deal with the boys in black. So this is just a nightmare, right? And this goes to the we don't negotiate with terrorists, which is, of course, the United States policy, supposedly. In fact, it was reemphasized today at the White House press briefing, where they said, our policy is we don't pay ransom. We don't give concessions to terrorist organizations, because they're kind of trying to distinguish. All right, listen, you're jumping all over the Jordanians about this, but what about our trade, the Taliban-Bergdahl swap? So then it goes even deeper than that. And coming from the White House, they say that, well, the Taliban, they're not a terrorist group. What? Do you think the Taliban is a terrorist group? Name the alphabet soup of terror-related things that have happened and groups connected to it. Geez, you think the Taliban hasn't done anything terroristically? You're just a group of good guys? Are you kidding me? Isn't that what we're dealing with in Afghanistan? Wasn't that the whole idea behind Afghanistan? Man, we have to have a playlist, a hit list. I mean, who are the bad guys anymore? What do we call them? And who are the worst of the worst? How do you rank them? So ISIL is on top now. Does Hamas figure in? Are you allowed to say Islamic terrorists? Where do you put Boko Haram? Where do you put the Taliban? According to the White House, unless I'm reading this wrong, what I heard earlier, that the Taliban, we deal with the Taliban because they're not a terrorist group. I mean, that was specifically what was said. They're not considered a terrorist organization. That's why we made the Bergdahl swap. Yeah, and there's some swampland with sinkholes in it. I want to sell you in Florida, too, as well. See, this goes back to the covering the tracks of the whole Bergdahl thing. It was a mistake, and because of not including Congress. So here we go back over that territory, especially because Bergdahl, now the conversation is he getting charged with desertion? What's going on there? And we're not releasing any of that information right now. So then it comes out again because of the Jordanians dealing with ISIS. So the question gets posed. So who is the enemy? What is the list? Who would make the top of your list? Sorry, the Boys in Black have to be there. Boko Haram has to be there. I would say the Taliban has to be there. How can you not say the Taliban don't have any terroristic interests? Then why do we go into Afghanistan and smoke them out? Why do we go in and try to, quotes, rebuild villages and roads and help the people there? Wasn't this partially the whole Taliban thing? Now the Taliban's okay? I don't know. Call me crazy, but I think that's a pretty darn big story. So the Japanese hostage comes out, warns that ISIS is going to kill the Jordanian pilot, to make sure I'm clear with everyone and you know what we're talking about, on Thursday. In exchange, they want the Iraqi female terrorist. They want her back. And if that happens, then they'll make the exchange, then they'll supposedly spare his life and maybe the life of the other hostage. But that's all convoluted, too, as well. One thing that's not convoluted, and I want to make it clear, coming up in our second hour, we do have that thing called the Super Bowl. Not ruined by Deflategate, I would assume, by some, or for some. We have the Patriots taking on the Seahawks. We do a little thing called Nail the Score in our last segment of next hour, so you don't want to miss that. Next, we're talking sledding with Paige Olson. Hang with us. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
It's no secret that government and big business buy in bulk and get huge discounts not available to the little guy. Until now. Introducing a breakthrough crowd buying website where people can join together, buy in bulk, and get massive discounts on millions of popular products. It's TogetherSave.com. TogetherSave.com. You can save 20, 30, or even 50% off tablets, smartphones, cars, appliances, textbooks, sports equipment, video games, and much more. All with free delivery. Check it out. TogetherSave.com. Visit now and start group buying today at TogetherSave.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Two, three, ooh. 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 Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking.
Welcome back to America Tonight. As I mentioned, it was really New England that got socked with the snow for the most part. We talked to my pal Mark Goldman the other day in Long Island. They got some pretty heavy snow, too. Not so for Philly, South Jersey, or for New York City. What I think is really a thumbs-up move a day after, you know, the clearing off of the snow, the finish line of the Boston Marathon. I mentioned this, Boylston Street. We know where people came across the finish line. That's where it is, where there's a whole bunch of bars and restaurants and stuff. A local bartender, Chris Landi, was somebody who decided, you know what, Boston strong, baby. The marathon means a lot to me, and I'm going to shovel all the way across the street, and he did it. And you could clearly see it in so much snow. And after what happened, the three people who were killed in the bombings near the finish line during the 2013 race, I thought that was very, very cool. It's been still a long day for many people digging out, and there's more snow, believe it or not, on the way. I mentioned when I was a kid, we loved the snow growing up in South Jersey because we got out those flexible flyers. We even had a few coasters, and we would go down any hill that we could find available to us, and they were right there in our neighborhood. Our next guest, Paige Olson, is here to clear up now what's gone on, that it's actually illegal for people to sled in 48 out of the city's 50 parks in Iowa, in Dubuque, Iowa, and towns in New Jersey, like where I grew up, Nebraska, Indiana, and Illinois. They're all passing these new things called sledding ordinances. Wow, so where can you sled is the big question. Hey, Paige, how are you?
I'm great, thank you. Thanks for having me on.
So what's the scoop on the kids and the sledding? Why is that? Because people are getting hurt, or why are they doing this thing with ordinances? Because they're worried?
I think it comes down to we're a Sioux happy society, to be totally honest with you. I mean, everything I've read and everything that I've experienced is that we are just so happy to give somebody else the responsibility for our or our children's behavior if something goes wrong, rather than taking responsibility and teaching and guiding and being present and so forth and so on. I mean, I slid at the hill on right outside my front door, but my mom was there. I mean, we had a fence at the bottom. Nobody ever hit that fence, but we were taught. We were schooled in safety and how not to do that. And I just think that's what we're not doing. We have turned over responsibility to the powers that be and say, you know, if something goes wrong, I'm going to sue you, and then I'll feel better.
Wow, isn't that a shame? Because I, just like you, that's what we had. We knew what to do. There was a fence at the bottom. Nobody got hurt. It wasn't a big deal. It was a whole bunch of fun, and you'd see everybody around the neighborhood. So I like the way you said that. The responsibility goes on to someone else. We have a Sioux happy society, so that's what happens. So how do you get around this? You have kids, and they want to go have fun, and they're like, what the heck, Mom? What do?
Well, I think the other point I want to make is whether or not you make it illegal, there is a story out there that's true. Illegal, an older gentleman, you know, full of adult, slid where it was illegal, sued, and won.
Wow.
So what are we doing? We're not accomplishing anything even by making it illegal. And so what we need to do is we need to, one, be present. Put down your cell phones, you know, be present, and then teach. Know your children, first of all. Are they more scared? Start them at the bottom of the hill. How busy is the hill? How steep is the hill? You know, all the things we were learned. How wide is the hill? Putting more people on a hill makes it more dangerous. If it's ice, it's more dangerous than it's powdered snow. What are you sledding in? You know, a piece of cardboard, a sled, an old-fashioned flyer, you know, that has steering, something that you need to be able to roll out of. I mean, this risk assessment, kids need to learn it anyway, so they don't kill themselves as teenagers and young adults because they have an idea of who they are. You have to experience things to really get to know it.
Yeah.
You know, and I just, this is so much fun, and it's a great way to have a family outing, but the parents have got to be there, take responsibility in teaching kids, you know, rocks and trees and steerage and experimenting and start little and grow up. It saddens me. Don't get me wrong. I think it's horrible when a kid gets badly injured or killed. We had this prosecutor in Seattle, out where I'm from, years ago. She was 12, killed in a sledding accident, and he was the head prosecutor. And it was horrible. But he said, look, it's horrible. I have lost a precious child. But it's nobody's fault. You see what I'm saying? It happened. And we need to, I don't know how else to say it.
We need to grow up. We need to grow up and take responsibility. That's what it is. I mean, you said it so well. You were very eloquent about it, actually, in talking about taking responsibility. Put down the cell phone. Teach them. Don't just throw them out there and have your head down in your phone and you're not even paying attention. So, of course, that's when accidents are more likely to happen anyway.
Absolutely. With my kids, when they were little, my kids are now young adults, we walked away from sledding hills because they were too crowded.
Yep.
And too unsafe. And you need to be willing to do that. Find another place. But teach your kids how to assess those dangers.
Yeah, I agree. We did the same thing. With Cinnaminson, New Jersey, which was, you know, whatever, 20 minutes away from us, it'd be a little rough. There'd be toboggans. There'd be too many people. So my aunt would take us away from there. But of course, there was always someone around, and so there was a better chance we'd have a good time and none of this other nonsense would happen. So I guess that's it. With kids, there are other fun things you can still do, right? And you got to look for those things.
Well, I mean, you can. I remember, you know, in the tree wells where they're on foot, my kids would go in there and build forts with the tree branches or have snowball fights, or out in the open snowball fights and angels. You can blow bubbles and watch them freeze. You know, you can build obstacle courses. You can do all kinds of igloos. I mean, there's all kinds of other things you can do. You know, pull each other around on the sled. If you have a neighborhood with a big dog or a pony, you can hook those sleds up and let them trot around and glide you behind. There are other things you can do, but there's a draw to the hillside for a sled. And I think it's a shame if we don't take the opportunity when kids are young to teach them so that they can be safe when they're a little bit older. So
yeah.
If you are intentionally neglecting that, you are causing the risk of a problem later.
Yeah. And this is Paige. This is what we want to tell people. This is what you do. I mean, you're kind of your thing is the innovative play expert, right?
Right.
I love that title. Did you trademark that, I hope?
I have to ask my brother. I don't know if he's trademarked it or not. I mean, my big thing is that I raised my children in play-based learning. So it was all of this and more. It's all about, and because that's how they got to know themselves. And I actually got to know them better.
Right, by being able to do that, yeah. And there's that opportunity. And that's part of the whole parenting thing. Take the opportunity for sure. Well, you certainly opened my eyes about the whole sledding thing. I didn't even realize that. Paige, if people want to check you out, they can go to PaigeOlson.com, right?
There's a hyphen in there. It's Paige-Olson.com, absolutely.
Awesome.
You can find me on Facebook and Twitter as well.
Happy sledding, Paige.
Yes. Well, you guys enjoy back wherever it is back there. I'm jealous. I'd love to go sledding.
There you go. Thanks, Paige.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye-bye. So you can hear what she was saying there. It's interesting, too, in talking about the prosecutor being killed and accidents happen, terrible things happen. But isn't it interesting how times have changed, that it's so dangerous that cities are outlawing it, too, as well? Kids dying to go. You know, we used to go to the Pocono Mountains. You ever hear of the Poconos? If you're not from Pennsylvania, you know the whole thing about the heart-shaped tubs and
yeah,
all that.
Yeah, I've heard of that, yep.
Right? Shane in the background saying he's heard of it. So, you know, Sugar Shane Mosley filling in. I got to love it. He's got that whole boxing technique going on. So here's the thing. At the Poconos, it was awesome. We'd go out there on the lake. It would be solid frozen. And my friend had a snowmobile. And we'd put goggles on. And we had one of those coasters. And it was like we were skiing. You'd sit on the coaster and they'd drag you around on the, with the snowmobile. Now, gosh, probably probably nobody's doing that now. But we were also smart about what we did. I mean, there weren't a million snowmobiles out there. We were the only ones out there or whatever. But it's the same thing with the sledding. Like Paige made the point that, of course, if the hill is so crowded you can't even see a space, well, you know there's more of a chance you're going to smash into people, and especially if you have little kids. But how sad that there's a lot of areas that aren't accessible that would have been accessible because of extreme things, I guess, that people did, and the threat of lawsuits. Crazy. When you think of all the snow dumped on New England, I wonder how many of those parks are shut down and not open to kids with sleds and whatnot. We're talking about the Super Bowl and overeating next on America Tonight.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Find out how to stop Big Brother in his tracks at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Well, there's this little thing, the Super Bowl coming up, you know, in our second hour, in our last segment, your chance to nail the score. Who do you think wins it, the Patriots or Seattle? And enough with the Deflategate. All you need to do is tell us who you think wins and what do you think the final score will be. If you correctly nail the score, not only do you earn all of our adulation, but you win some fabulous prizes from America Tonight. So here's the thing about the Super Bowl. There is a great chance you're going to some Super Bowl party, and there's a great chance that you're going to probably see seven-layer dip, massive cheese hills, pizza, hot wings, all kinds of things where you probably could eat. I bet if you really tried, you could eat 8,000 calories in just one fell swoop. Chaz Weaver is with us. And he is a diet and nutritionist consultant, founder of ChazLive.com. Chaz, thanks for hanging with us here on ATN.
Well, thank you, Kate, for having me on your show. I appreciate it.
So how tough is, I mean, let's be honest. Let's be really honest. I've been on this roller coaster. You know, I've been really in great shape, and I just have to stay away from parties like that. And I've been in poor shape where, oh, I can't, don't show me any more cheese. I'm like a cheese dip hound. So any of these parties, like Super Bowl parties, are not good for me. So what do you do when you got hot wings all over the place and cheesy dips and all that stuff? What do you do so you don't screw up what you've been working on?
Well, it's pretty interesting when you say that, because we've got to look at a couple different types of people, really, and I'm always honest. bottom line. And here at 60 years old now, and I'm in as good a shape as I was in my 20s. So if I go to a Super Bowl party, which I will, I don't have to worry about what I'm eating, because that particular day is just going to be a blimp on my radar scale, because I don't do that every single day. The problem we have, as you just said, is for the people that are, let's say, overweight, they're unhealthy right now, and they just go and indulge because it's biologically in our makeup to eat as much food as possible. So, I mean, it is. It's a fact. And so, really, when we look at that, it's more so than just the Super Bowl. But if we're looking at a Super Bowl party, and if a person truly doesn't want to gain that extra weight, what they really need to do is they need to plan. So in talking about this, do you know that the Super Bowl, according to the United States Department of Agriculture, is the second most gluttonous day in the United States, right behind Thanksgiving?
Oh, I believe it, yeah.
It's amazing. And so most people will consume more calories than they need in one day before it's even kickoff. And it's this mindless eating that plays into it, because we truly don't know how much food we're eating when it's right in front of us. And as I said before, it's biologically in our makeup to eat as much food, to gorge, if you will, so we can store fat. But what I try to really tell people is, look, as humans, we changed our environment in the blink of an eye. Our bodies did not catch up to this environment. Our bodies were made for a harsher time frame when we really had to do a lot of physical activity and hunt and forage for food. So, yeah, you've got those cheeseburgers, those cheese sticks, all that stuff in front of you. You're going to want to eat.
Yeah, no kidding. I wrote a book called Level the Playing Field, Balls, Brats, and Other BS, and I did some research on it. And the guesstimates on the food factor, Chaz, 15,000 tons of chips will be eaten on Super Bowl Sunday, 8 million pounds of guacamole. Wow, 20 million pizzas, if you go back to 2011, were ordered. That's crazy.
Oh, it's nuts. In fact, the consumption of fat grams alone will be about 1.8 billion. I mean, it's nuts. It's nuts when we go there. And like I said, if it was just that particular day, Kate, it would be a blimp on the radar scale for most people, but it's not. Think about it. We're just coming off of Thanksgiving, the Christmas season, all those holidays, and then add on top of that 17 weeks of football season. And what are people doing on Sundays? Tailgating, having parties, sitting down there. So it's really a combination of things. And at ChazLive.com, what we do is we teach people all of the components, because this is just one factor in overall health. And understanding that overeating is part of our makeup, you've got to really plan, you've got to prepare, and there's simple techniques that you can use so you don't overindulge. I mean, one of them is, think about it, is don't go to a party starving.
Yeah.
Eat your normal meal before you ever go to that party, because it's going to take your stomach a while to digest that food, and you're going to be able to go along. Don't sit in front of the food. Make it so you have to get up and go and grab something to eat.
That makes sense. And there's got to be other things that you can – there's got to be snacks that are relatively healthy. Snacks that are relatively healthy, maybe, that you could bring or look for, because, you know, you can always bring a dish.
Oh, yeah, exactly. And there are. Here's one of the things I really want to hone in on when people talk about healthy. So, you know, everybody thinks they know about healthy. But I'm going to tell you this. If you overeat healthy food, that healthy food is going to turn into body fat just as quick as unhealthy food. So when we think about it, healthy in the context of healthy really doesn't mean anything. However, if you look at something that gives you a lot of volume for the calories you eat, or you look into vegetables. So any vegetable, I don't care how much vegetables you eat, go ahead. You're not going to really gain weight. The problem is when people take those vegetables, and what do? They're dipping it in a bunch of ranch dressing. And that's where they're going to get their extra calories.
Yeah. But there are dips you can make that are low fat, right? You can use a little Greek yogurt at least to make it a little better.
Yes, exactly. You can look at the label, and we're talking about the over-calorie consumption. So when you look at the things that you're preparing, you want to get things that are going to be lower in fat. And the reason lower in fat is because fat is dense calories. So things that are going to be a little bit lighter. And this is where, again, you want to plan what it is you're going to take. Because most people, when they go to a Super Bowl party, like you said, it's going to be filled with high-dense calorie foods. And we really should say calories. Most people think of calories in the form of nutrition. Calorie is only a unit of measurement. That's it. It's just a way to measure the amount of energy in anything. And we just happen to utilize that formula for food. So, yeah, you really want to look at the labels of whatever it is you're preparing, even the labels of the ingredients you're putting in there. So we can have something that's going to be a little less calories, but you've got to make sure you look. For example, salsas. You can get a salsa, which is going to be about 10, 15 calories for a tablespoon, but there are some salsas out there that are going to be about 50, 60 calories for the same amount. So you've really got to be smart and look at the ingredients and what it is that you're eating at that point. The other aspect about it, what do we do when we go to Super Bowl party? Not only do we eat, we sit. We don't do anything. We sit. So what happens is you're not burning any calories. The average human being will burn 1.1 calorie per minute throughout the day just sitting. That's not very many accumulated as far as burning in a day. So my other point to people is, look, if you're at a football game or a football party, Super Bowl party, get up. Don't sit down the whole time. Walk around a little bit. Or even better yet, have some fun with the game. Let's say, you know, you're betting with your buddy there and all of a sudden your team scores. Hey, have him do some sit-ups. Or if his team scores, you do some freestanding squat. Get up and move. We were made to move, not sit.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree with you so much. So if you do go off on a binge, how do you rebalance yourself? Because you mentioned that. I'm not worried about it because you eat healthy, so you know, hey, if I had an extra slice of pizza, it's okay for me because I'm in control. So that's got to be part of it too.
That's a great question, Kate. The thing I tell people, look, it becomes a lifestyle. If you're concerned about going to a Super Bowl and overeating, then you know that, hey, you know what? I'm probably overweight at this time. I'm probably not in the best health. So this is where you've got to have that lifestyle and plan it out so you can get to where you want to be. That way, if it's a lifestyle, when you go to a Super Bowl party, it would be like me at this point, you know, you really don't have to worry. I don't have to sit there and go, oh, you know, I'm going to gain a bunch of weight. It's a blip. But that person who's trying to lose some weight, New Year's resolutions, for example, right? Well, here we are. We're just in February now. Well, what's going to happen come Sunday? Most people are going to blow their whole New Year's just because of that one day.
Right, right. And that's certainly what you don't want to do. All right, great stuff. So if people want to know more, and there's so much more you could tell them, where do they go again? Tell us your website.
I appreciate it. You can go to chazlive.com. That's C-H-A-Z-Z, like zebra, zebra, live.com. We have 13 live health and lifestyle shows where we can teach people how to maintain healthy lives going through. And then again, you can go to that Super Bowl party and eat.
Yeah. There you go. Chaz, thanks for coming on. Appreciate it, man.
Hey, well, thank you much, Kate. I appreciate it very much. You have a great day and watch that eating at that Super Bowl party.
I will. Yeah, thank you. You know, that's the other thing is if you really are getting in shape and it's been like that New Year's resolution, guys, you know, I mean, I've seen guys do this too because of drinking too many beers and knowing that that's packing on calories and stuff. They just don't go. I mean, they skip it that year. They just say, you know what, I can't do it because I'm in the middle of killing myself running around the block, extra shoveling, whatever it is I have to do. So I'm not going to blow it on this one crazy day. A day of gluttony, just like Thanksgiving is. Coming up on the flip side, oh, my pal Josh Evans talking about some of the cool things that they had up for auction at Leland's. You don't want to miss this. Stay with us here, Locked and Loaded on ATN.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now what I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, it rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
Well, I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down at the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Sugar Boy called me last night. He said his girl called him. She said, can I come over? She said,
knows what a sports nut I am. You know, we do our nail the score thing. We talk a little sports here and there between the sport of politics. Well, how about this? We've had him on a couple of times. It's always fun to kick around memorabilia and history, frankly. And I think when people pick up pieces of memorabilia, so much of it is not even so much about what it's worth, in a sense, but what it means to them. Josh Evans is in our virtual green room from Leland's, and they've got a big auction that's set to close on January 16th, and it has some amazing pieces of history in it, including Seabiscuit's saddle and horseshoes. How crazy is that? Hey, Josh, welcome aboard.
Nice to be back.
So Seabiscuit, my grandfather saw Seabiscuit run, and he told me all about it in the big race at Pimlico. This, I would think, would be a very hot item. How'd you get this?
We actually were consigned the finest collection of Seabiscuit memorabilia in the world, and it's all in this auction. It's pretty amazing.
Wow, no kidding. And so it's the actual race-worn saddle that Red Pollard had.
It is. He used it, for most of his career, and actually there's even two of his horseshoes as well from the Boer Admiral match race and his last race that you know, you all remember from the film where they would were both hurt and both came back, and that was his last race, and they won.
Wow. And you go from horse racing to something else that I think is incredibly interesting, too. Shoeless Joe Jackson. You have a whole bunch of things of Shoeless Joe Jackson. Tell us what you got.
We have his actual scrapbook, that his family scrapbook, with some amazing things, photographs that have never been seen. There's even an award that he won in a throwing contest as a member of the White Sox. There's a document where he tried to sue the Chicago White Sox after they, canned him. And the most interesting thing, though, is there's a letter to him written by a mysterious fan, unsigned, that is trying to get him to give him inside information on the 1917 World Series so this guy can gamble on it, which is a real interesting precursor to the 1919 World Series, when which caused Joe to be blackballed from baseball.
Yeah, no kidding. When we, in bouncing around this, when you look at the scrapbook and whatnot, I mean, you have a minimum bid and whatnot. Is there a lot of interest? Because, there's not much time for people to jump on this. I would imagine there's a lot of interest in the Seabiscuit saddle and horseshoes.
Well, we try to start the stuff really low to allow the client to determine the value rather than letting anyone else, the owner, determine the value or us determine the value. So the auction closes on the 16th of January, but so people do have plenty of time. But that's the best way to do it. That's a real auction. That's exciting. You might as well just go to a store and buy it if you have to pay whatever the retail value is.
Right. You play the game and you watch, and like you say, it does create excitement. That was the whole thing behind, as you know, many auction houses, and obviously you do it, and you're in this game, so you realize it. Because you want something, you start to think about it, you look at the bids, and that does make it incredibly interesting. And it's not just sports memorabilia that you have, by the way. I noticed that you've got something from Janis Joplin. Tell us about that.
Oh, it's great. It's there was this little girl who went to, she's 14 years old, went to a concert and actually met Janis. And Janis took a liking to her, and she gave Janis, when she changed her clothes, she gave her old clothes so she could, look good at the concert, look like a hippie outfit. And she gave her one of these wonderful hippie vests, the suede vest with the fringes, and a belt, and actually a pair of jeans. Well, the girl wore the pair of jeans out, over the next many years. But we have the actual vest and the belt and an autograph that she signed for her that day, and two of the VIP tickets to the concert.
Wow. Very cool. And here's what I like about it, in looking, that's why I wanted to have you on especially, because the swath of stuff that's going on in this auction, and sticking with the music theme, you've also got something from the Beatles. You got some kind of an award, right, for Let It Be?
Yes, an actual gold record that was presented for the song Let It Be. And the rock and roll stuff is amazing, and sports is our main thing, but I cannot get away from the rock and roll, so I always have, a bunch of it in the sale, because to me that's my history, so I love that stuff.
Yeah, and also to throw that in with the Beatles, you've got John Lennon's signed grapefruit with a caricature, right? Is that right?
Right. It's the book Grapefruit by Yoko Ono, and this young guy came to Lennon's house to do some work, and he didn't know he was going to John Lennon's house, and he was sitting there with Yoko having breakfast, and they talked, and he signed the book Grapefruit for him, and he drew a caricature of himself, and it's tremendous.
Can you imagine that? You have no idea, then you walk in the door, it's like, hello. Look who's here, mate. We're just hanging out. Would you like to have breakfast with us? Can you imagine that?
Breakfast with the Beatles. I gotta love that.
Yeah, no kidding. I mean, that's nutty. And of course, I grew up partially in New York and then Philly, and you've got 1818 Declaration of Independence by Benjamin Owen Tyler.
That's right. An actual copy, one of the first copies of the Declaration of Independence, it was done in 1818. And original copies of the first one is millions of dollars. So this is a great opportunity for someone to get one that's very important in terms of historical importance, and at the same time it'd be viable, able to afford it.
Yeah, we've talked about this before, but I bet you it can change because you get so many interesting things in. And if I were doing your job, to me, that's what would be exciting, tracking down the stories, because you always have a story behind how something was acquired. Of everything in this slot, what is the coolest thing to you personally?
That's like asking me to name my favorite child. And it's interesting. It changes from time to time, but I think the Joe Jackson scrapbook is the greatest thing, because I sat down with that for just like a day and went through it and read things, and you know, local the newspaper articles from local paper that people have never seen were amazing, and I just love that, the historical importance of that, and that was really exciting.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. How many of these do you do? So you've got this out, it closed the 16th. Do you, when you set up your year, because now you know it's 2015, you're out there and you're looking at stuff and you're pulling stuff together, how many of these auctions do you have a year?
Well, we only do two a year, and that makes it more special. And we spend 6 months, you know, running around looking for stuff. People call us, you know, if anyone out there has anything, they can go to our website, Leland's.com, and we'll appraise your stuff for free. And, you know, even today, my handyman came over with a baseball card collection. And he's like, well, you know, this is for this lady that I work with, and, you know, can you tell me what it's worth? And I said, and there's like a bunch of, he said, well, the baseball cards are good. They're from the 70s. But, you know, these stink. These are, you know, Star Wars and Partridge Family cards and, you know, all these non-baseball cards. He said, oh, those we're going to just throw away. I said, no, those are good. Those are real good. Those are harder to find than the baseball cards. So that's what it's like. You never know what's coming around the corner.
And is there something ever that you've come across that you just said, oh, I got it. I'm going to have this. I'm going to pay for this. I'm going to take it off someone's hands, and I just can't part with it?
Well, yeah. There's things that I don't want to sell. There's things that, you know, I have my house is like a little mini museum.
Mm-hmm.
And there's things that I, you know, I don't think I will ever sell, although it's not, that's not about value. That's more about, you know, the value to me. Things that are really expensive are things that I have a tendency to sell more, because it's like, wow, that's a lot of money. I can't just keep that.
Yeah.
I got something I have myself, which I, you know, I don't know if I could ever sell it, but it's something great. I have Bruce Springsteen's original lyrics to the song Born to Run.
No.
I bought that this year, and that's one of my favorite things.
That's like my error. Are you kidding? That whole time. You can't be from New Jersey, New York, or the tri-state area and not have some Bruce love in you, I think.
Yeah, we actually, I remember when I was, you know, in school, we used to, the Grateful Dead kids used to, you know, battle with the Bruce Springsteen kids about, you know, who was better, you know, sort of like, you know, Mantle versus Mays, you know, or other people's eras.
Yeah, exactly. I love it. All right, go to Leland's.com. Remember, you still have time, as Josh said. Josh Evans, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you again.
I look forward to it.
Bye-bye.
You pick up the receiver. With your heart racing and sweat dripping from your forehead, you finally muster the courage to dial the number to call into your favorite talk radio show. It rings once, twice, and then...
Hello, it's GCN. What's your name and the state you're calling from?
Surprised you got through, you squeak out...
Jason from Minnesota.
Please hold.
As you patiently wait for your turn, you begin to daydream about being a famous talk radio host and what it would be like to have your own show.
Jason from Minnesota, you're up.
Millions of loyal listeners worldwide waiting to call and talk to you.
Caller, are you there?
Cheering crowds surround you, calling out your name.
Jason!
Going once, twice. Okay, we gotta move on to the next caller.
You blew it.
Huh? Wait.
No!
Interact with with the host you're listening to right now online at GCNlive.com. Click on the community link. Engage with other listeners. Ask questions. Start debates. Don't agree with the host? Let them know. Be a part of the community at GCNlive.com.